You're listening to the Party in My Plants podcast, and you're about to hear how the words organic and medicine can actually go together without the word bullshit joining the party too. Welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party so you'll, you know, actually want to do it and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. My guest today, along with a team of smarty pantses, worked his buns off to create a healthier medicine. David Johnson, the CEO of Genexa, the world's first USDA-certified organic and non-GMO project-verified medicine, is on a mission to help our bodies feel better as naturally as possible. Using the proven technologies of plants, my besties, and building on the century-old healing system called homeopathy, the medicine David worked to create is nothing short of groundbreaking. But it wasn't a piece of organic gluten-free cake to build this company. And David is here to tell us the full story, as well as help us understand how the heck the adjective organic can actually be used with the noun medicine. So now let's verb go. Oh, and this episode is coincidentally sponsored by Genexa. Okay, no, it's definitely not a coincidence, but it worked out well, didn't it? As you'll hear in this chat, Genexa has a line of 11, one better than the next, homeopathic medicines that work with your body to rid itself of anything from a cold to allergies to sleeplessness to stress to muscle pain and to jet lag. As a Party in My Plants podcast listener, you can save a whopping 30% off any Genexa products you want to buy off their site, genexahealth.com, using code PARTYPLANTS. And if this is just way too much to remember and you're now stressed and want to go buy their stress relief formula, which I love, by the way, go to the show notes, partyinmyplants.com/44 for all this info. David, thank you so much for hopping on the Party in My Plants podcast today.
Thanks, Talia. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I am so amped to talk to you about creating the world's first certified organic and non-GMO, totally toxin-free and filler-free homeopathic medicine. That is so cool.
Yeah, it's an accomplishment for us. You know, we've been in research and development for 3 years, and 8 months ago we launched into market. And it's just been met with just great consumer response and feedback.
Wow. How long, 8 months it went to market?
Well, we're 8 months into the actual market, but you know, we've been in development for 3 years, and the whole process of really trying to make a product organic and non-GMO, removing all of the synthetics and the binders and the things that you mentioned to start is very, you know, it's very challenging to actually create something that will stick together and bind. So that was the challenge, but we've had success and we've created a healthier product for the market.
Yeah, amazing. So let's dive right in. What led you to create a medicine? I mean, are you a doctor, a pharmacist, a chemist? What's your background?
I'm actually not, but I guess you can call me the boy from, you know, the nuts and seeds type of a home.
Okay.
both of my parents are naturopathic physicians, and I've grown up very, very alternatively. There's such a movement and such a shift in the Gen X or the next generation crowd that's really looking for the organic and the non-GMO product. And you know, we can see that with the growth in that industry. For us, it was about, you know, you have an industry that has gone from food to organic and making, you know, food healthier to beverage, making that healthier to, you know, even makeup and shampoos and supplements. And, you know, there's this major, you know, OTC space and, you know, the over-the-counter space that just has nothing that's labeled organic and non-GMO. So the whole idea behind it was, can we penetrate that space and at the same time make something healthier for the customer?
Yeah, I mean, the idea of an organic medicine, I mean, those two words seem so contradicting, organic and medicine.
Yeah, and I like to think of the word medicine as an alternative. You know, I think of putting honey in hot water as a medicine. You know, medicine can mean a remedy can mean this. And unfortunately, you know, a large majority of the United States thinks of medicine as
a pill
or this, and really
a chemical that magically heals
correct.
Us. Yeah.
Correct. And I think for us, we want to appeal to the overall community, because people are starting to care, but others need to learn that, you know, some of the stuff they're putting in their bodies can really damage them.
Totally. And so talk to me about homeopathic medicine, because I like that you say medicine you think of as a remedy. And I know from what I understand, homeopathic medicine works with your body, right? It like gets in there and figures out what your unique body needs to heal from whatever is ailing it.
Yeah. So the way that homeopathic medicine works, it works on an energetic level to really treat the underlying cause of the disease. So conventional medicines, I like to think of them working on more of a material level. I think homeopathic medicines, you know, they don't suppress symptoms, you know, unlike conventional medicines. They work with the body to actually heal and get better.
It's amazing. And how did they come to be? I mean, what does homeopathic mean?
The word homeopathic, it comes from, you know, centuries ago when it was developed. It's energetic balance is really the whole idea behind homeopathy.
So your parents are both homeopathic physicians.
Well, no, they're both naturopathic.
Naturopathic doctors.
Yeah, naturopathic physicians.
Gotcha. So what did they use before your Genexa organic medicine existed?
Well, I mean, they're very big on, you know, supplements and, you know, taking the daily use. But when you get sick, they weren't quick to turn towards Tylenol or Advil or other products in the market. They used homeopathy a lot. And they also just, you know, used, you know, just common remedies, you know, honey and others to help us. You know, the body, I believe, is, you know, the greatest healer. So the body has so much ability to heal itself, and by nurturing it and giving it, you know, everything that it needs and sort of directing it to heal, it can heal itself.
Yeah. And so that's what the homeopathic medicine does, right? So what are ingredients in homeopathic medicine that they're plants, right, that help your body heal itself?
Yeah. So there's, you know, a lot of medicinal products in the market. You know, a lot of them stem from Mother Nature. And I'm sure you've heard of things like kava.
Yeah. I love kava.
Yeah. So all of those, if used in the right doses, really can help treat things like sleep, to pain, to stress, allergy, et cetera. So, you know, in our sleep paddock, you know, people drink chamomile tea. So we use chamomile in our sleep product at a different value, right?
Yes, I saw that in there. You actually call it the fancy scientific name, chamomilla or something, right?
Yeah, so that would be the homeopathic Latin name for it.
Oh.
And then alfalfa is also another product that really helps with sleep. You know, you work through the homeopathic pharmacopoeia, which is a medical dictionary that qualifies different drugs in different forms and how potent they can be and how they can be delivered, you know, up to the qualifications of what's allowed by the U.S. government and the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, our chief medical officer has formulated all of them, and he happens to be not only a medical doctor, but also a homeopath and a homeopathic formulator. So it's really great to have someone that, you know, was in medicine and treated people with narcotics and significant drugs, to have sort of his shift towards, you know, treating those individuals through homeopathy and really helping them get better.
So we've seen, you know, the whole scope of medicine.
Correct, which is important, you know, because, you know, homeopathy is not new. Obviously, it was around before, you know, the American Medical Association was around. It was the first form of medicine. But with, you know, the new look on medicine, it gets, unfortunately, a little bit of a bad rap. So it's important to have a chief medical officer who has a really great background in medicine.
For sure.
To the point of homeopathic medicine, Genexa is, the whole goal behind Genexa was to create a safer, healthier alternative in the market, whether it's homeopathy or outside of homeopathy. Things that are in the market can be made healthier and should be made healthier, because we all take medicine for the medicinal value. We don't take it for the non-medicinal value of a product.
Right. And I was actually talking with an essential oil expert the other day who was saying that even common medicines like aspirin utilize healing properties of plants. Like, I think she was saying the willow plant is an aspirin, and
the majority of all.
I had no idea. So I guess what separates you is that your medicines only use the healing properties of plants without putting the other chemical crap in the medicine too, right?
There you go. Right. Or synthetically inducing it, or, you know, whatever it is to get it to where they want it.
So why are they adding all that unnecessary stuff? If it's really the plant that's the healing person in that thing.
I don't know the exact answer, but there's a couple of thoughts. Obviously, there's cost, right?
Yeah.
The cheaper they can make it, that's really their goal.
Right.
The taste and the flavoring and the look of it being appealing is important. And obviously, that's something that we had to really work on getting to, which we love the taste of our products and the delivery. But, you know, it's, you know, does a kid want to take something that tastes like bubblegum or does he want to take something that tastes like vanilla? You know,
right.
And if that vanilla is not too sugary, is that okay with the kid? So there's a lot of different things that they look at that way. And then it's just not in their interest, right? I mean, you have just big pharma that is producing mass quantities of everything, and their interest is not focused on how do we make this healthier. It's how do we, you know, make a lot of it and make it cheaper.
Right. Well, I was reading an article that in which your co-founder Max said that the biggest danger with regular over-the-counter drugs is that most of the inactive ingredients haven't been rigorously studied for safety. So we don't really know the effects they have on people, which is
right.
That, was surprising.
That's scary, right?
Yeah, because it's those are the inactive. Yeah.
Right. And like we're using an inactive as, you know, like rice bran instead of like sodium benzoate.
Right.
You know? So it's, you know, we're using ground, you know, earth, you know, we're using things that come from earth to really create the binders. And, you know, that those things have been shown to really have no effect.
Right. So all medicine really is just, I mean, to a common folk like me, just so I understand, it's a, even like aspirin, as we were saying, it's a plant that is just put in some sort of like capsule form or so we can take it. And so it's really the binders that tend to be the worst part for us, or the unstudied, undocumented aspect of that medicine?
Correct. I would focus more on, you know, the over-the-counter space being
right.
that, you know, things that are, you know, prescribed. While some of the product might come from the ground, there's definitely, you know, synthetically and chemically created substances that, that, you know, people need. And, you know, I'm not going after that in any way. I just, you know, those things we need, and, you know, we need medicine for certain things.
So Genex is really trying to be just the most healthy over the counter. That's your space, just over the counter, you know, to replace the Advils and replace the Sudafeds and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. We're really, the goal is we are the healthier medicine.
Yeah.
That's our tagline. That's what we strive for. You know, we're constantly in research and development to see how we can take, you know, like you're saying, other products in the market and, you know, either eliminating the synthetics or making them at least healthier.
Yeah. And I mean, you guys are free of GMOs, gluten, lactose, dairy, egg, wheat, soy, fish, nuts, artificial colors, sweeteners, and preservatives.
That's right. And we're vegan.
And you're vegan. I mean, can we call Genexa plant-based medicine?
That's a good question. So in some of our products, there's minerals. So I wouldn't go as far as to say it's plant-based, but I like the tone of that. Organic Mother Nature, I guess you could say.
Mother Nature medicine. That's great.
Yeah.
And how does like a Mother Nature medicine get invented? I mean, what did you have to do? How did it go from your head and an idea to a bottle that I have sitting in front of me right now?
A lot of work.
Yeah.
And a lot of time. And just we were determined. We were told after 6 months that it wasn't doable. It wasn't possible.
Oh, wow.
And we stuck with it. And what you don't realize is that the glues and the synthetic materials that make up most all medicines just allow all that to work. And if you take all that out, it becomes a big challenge. So we had to hire different chemists and different scientists and different labs to really, you know, help us get into it and figure it out.
Wow. And it took 3 years?
So we were in research and development for 2 years. But you know, we're 3 years since founding.
And this might be a weird question, but how come this hasn't been done before? It seems like, you know, something like this would exist, but it hasn't till you guys started it.
Yeah, it's not a weird question. I think it's a great question. I think it's a question that we get often, and the only answer that I could think of is it's just not, you know, when you're in a space that's filled with, you know, billion-dollar companies, and there's not really a need for it yet in the space, then, you know, it has to be created for the space. You know, I'm assuming, you know, Garden of Life and,
yeah,
you know, in this supplement area, there was no organic and non-GMO supplement until they created it. Now, you know, they lead the category.
Hmm.
And I think, you know, shutting down plants and, you know, stopping, you know, something that's already a $1 billion industry in terms of whatever it is already on the shelf to make their plants organic and things like that. I just don't see that as their first priority.
Right. So you guys just got in there and now you're going to own it and you can only get bigger from here.
Yep.
It's so exciting. And how did the name Genexa come to be?
Genexa came to be from Next Generation. We're looking for that Gen Xer, and that's the crowd that we appeal to. So
I love it. Clever branding.
Yeah.
And so you have 8 adult medicines and 3 children's medicines, right? Did you go to market Correct. With all 11 products, or have you just added more as time went along?
We actually did go to market with all 11 products, and we're actually coming out with some more. Like I said, we're constantly in development, but making a product healthier is, you know, a challenge. So we just constantly are in development. And right now we have 11 products.
All and that's a lot.
Yeah.
For sure.
But we really wanted to address, you know, the biggest concerns on shelf.
Yeah. So what are the top sellers?
So stress and sleep. And mm-hmm. during the election, stress, we couldn't make enough of it.
That's really funny. So stress and sleep are the top sellers, which is, you know, perfect because definitely the stress one is one of the most enticing for me. Tell me, how does that work? I mean, it can really help with anxiety.
Yeah, it helps. It helps address anxiety and work with your body to sort of, you know, shut that off.
That's awesome. And is it more like you want to take it in the midst of having anxiety, or should you take it ahead of time when you're anticipating an event that might make you anxious, like a dinner with your in-laws or something?
Yeah, I think either way. I think you could take it. But, you know, I've heard stories of people taking it when they're just highly stressed. We actually got an email the other day of someone taking it and actually falling asleep at their desk, which is not the idea. But
no, I guess it works.
She said it worked. So
that's
that
funny.
Was good.
And that one reads almost like a tea. There's passiflora in it.
Yes, there is passiflora in it. And there's valeriana.
Yeah.
And like there are things in here that if taking at very high doses can actually be toxic.
Oh.
You know, it's medicine. So mm-hmm. you have to prepare it correctly and do all the studies on it.
For sure. And the pain one features arnica?
Arnica.
Okay. Because my parents growing up called it arnica my entire life. And we would rub that stuff on us growing up, you know, forever. So I'm curious, is your pain medicine primarily arnica?
It is, but it also has some, we've added 5 ingredients for pain. So we wanted to add on top of the arnica. And the pain medicine is really, it's the first organic arnica on the market. And arnica is it's a big product on the market.
Right.
We also put calendula in it, which is another type of a pain cream. So we use a couple of different things to just make sure that it's going to be as effective as possible.
What is arnica? Is it a plant?
Yes.
And arnica is so cool because, I mean, I guess the way it works with your medicine is it goes right inside the body to relieve the pain, and it could just find the pain because I'm used to, like I said, rubbing it on a sore spot, telling it where to go. But with your medicine, it can just find the pain?
Yeah. You know, our chief medical officer is a big believer that by taking it, you know, orally, it sort of gets in and really, really, you know, deals with the situation. And I mean, obviously rubbing it on is okay as well. But I think people are moving to actually taking product more orally now for pain.
And can it help with headaches too? Or I've always thought it was great for, you know, if you were sore from working out or if you, that kind of thing.
Yeah, this is really for muscle pain.
Muscle pain.
Joint pain, stiffness, etc.
Right. Well, it's funny because right before this interview, my boyfriend was complaining of having lower back pain, and we had just carried home a huge Whole Foods haul. And I gave him your Genexa's arnica to chew. And I was curious, are all your medicines chewables? Because it specifically says on the box not to swallow it whole.
Correct. It's all supposed to be chewed, so it really gets into your system.
Huh. Because it just gets in there faster because the digestive process just works immediately
Correct.
Upon the first bite.
Correct. Homeopathy is really about getting into the system. So most of, I don't know if you've taken, you know, like the little tablets.
The little pellets that you put in the bottle upside down and turn it out.
Yeah, there you go. And you put them underneath your tongue. Uh-huh. So that's the whole idea behind that is really just to get it into your system.
Mm. And then once it's in the system, it knows how to work its magic.
Correct. I mean, Tylenol is also taken the same way. So.
Oh, I see. because it's homeopathy, is that why it says everywhere that Genexa meds aren't habit forming and don't have side effects? Because, I mean, it's not anything bad for you. So correct. Clearly it's not going to have side effects.
Correct.
That's amazing. Everything's amazing about this thing. And I love that you also have medicines for kids specifically, which, I mean, the Calm Keeper one, that must be a lifesaver for some parents.
Yeah, that's actually our top-selling kid product.
Yeah.
During allergy season, the other allergies, you know, picks up, and the cold season, the cold one picks up. But, you know, throughout the year, it's Calm Keeper. And we really like that product because, you know, a lot of parents tend to think that their kids are a bit wild and,
yeah.
and need to be calmed. And we prefer that they approach it from an alternative, healthier perspective than other.
Absolutely. I wish I could give that to my dog. Can you come out with a dog one, please?
It's interesting. We're actually been working on more of a pain one.
For dogs? For pets?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, next one, do when the doorbell rings, make the dog not bark and go crazy, please.
That's right. It's everyone's issue, isn't it?
I need one of those because it's pretty bad. Yeah. And I'm curious, for the cold crush medicine, is that beneficial for masking symptoms like congestion or a sore throat? Or is it good for expediting healing too? Like, how does that work with homeopathy?
So cold crush is really about congestion, cough, sore throat, runny nose, and it's really to help the body fight those and get rid of them.
So it will expedite the healing process.
Correct.
Is that true for all of these? I mean, I know you have a jet lag one, which would have been so helpful for my trip to Thailand that I recently took. Homeopathy, basically what I'm trying to say, isn't necessarily about masking symptoms. It's about actually healing.
Working with the body
yes.
to heal. Correct.
That's awesome. So
yeah.
the jet lag one could have helped me enjoy Thailand a little faster without the jet lag.
Correct. So, I love Thailand, by the way.
Oh,
it's a
the
wonderful,
best.
Wonderful country.
The best country. Amazing, yeah. amazing food, amazing everything. Would that have worked for me if I took it on the plane, or do I take it at, like, can it be preventative, or is it more once you've got the jet lag, then you take it?
You're actually supposed to take it before takeoff and then
oh.
and then in flight.
Oh,
so
cool.
it helps you upon, you know, upon getting there.
So you even prevent it.
Well, it wouldn't be prevention. It would be working with you to help prevent the feelings from jet lag.
Right. So it would get your body
back on track.
Right. Exactly. Cool. And so, yeah, for the sleep one, which we spoke has chamomile in it, does that cause you to feel drowsy in the morning or no?
It doesn't, because we're not using anything like melatonin in it or
right.
Ambient or, you know, it's nothing.
It doesn't knock you out.
Right.
So it helps you fall asleep, not necessarily like just pass out.
Correct.
Awesome. So exciting. And I read somewhere that you're proud to be a certified B Corporation. I'm wondering what that means, because I think it means something good.
It does. And B Corp is becoming a big thing for customers and also for stores alike. And B Corp is really about, it's being purpose driven and creating a benefit for everyone. And it's seeking to make a difference in the world. And, you know, the way that the certification works is they come in and they really analyze what we're trying to do. And, you know, everyone's in business to be in business. But our goal really is to make a healthier product, educate the customer, and really, you know, give back. So we give back to clean water. And,
oh.
You know, on the inside of every one of our products, you can see our Spread the Health initiative, which is really about, you know, giving back. And it's an initiative that's really important to us because, you know, we want to do well for everyone to be able to experience better health.
That's great. And I mean, you're already giving back because you're providing the world with organic medicine. So if that's not enough, then you go ahead and donate to clean water. So that's pretty
that's
cool.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, for sure. So what would you say your favorite Genexa product is? Like, what's your, do you use, is there one you use every day, every week? Like, what would
well,
you
I
say?
Well, I can tell you that I have two kids.
Uh-huh.
I have a 4-year-old that calls the cold crush children a chewy and loves it and requests it almost every morning, although we don't give it to him every morning.
Right.
And that would be his.
Okay.
Mine happens to be the stress relief.
Right. That makes sense. I mean, you are running a medicine company. I'm sure there's
correct.
Quite a bit of stress. What is, you know, some of the hardest challenges of running a company and growing this company? Is it educating consumers or is it creating more products, getting it out there? I'm just curious, what are some struggles that you've had along the way besides the initial, you said like 6 months in, people were like, not going to happen. And you busted through that one.
Yeah, I think it's the education. It's the awareness. It's building that level of awareness for the end customer to really understand the benefits and to educate them. That's the biggest challenge, you know, right. Externally. I mean, internally, it's constantly creating, you know, new products and building a team and continuing to grow. We started about 15 stores locally in Los Angeles, and now we've reached, you know, over 10,000. And
wow.
GNC, and we just launched into CVS last week.
Oh my God. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're having, it's
congratulations.
It's really nice. And I think what's happening is there's such a shift in the consumer looking for the organic and the non-GMO product that now that it's available, you know, the stores want to be able to give it to their customers.
For sure. And I mean, a lot of it for customers and stuff is trend. I mean, everyone's all about like the healthy stuff, but you know what? Whatever. If it's a trend, fine. But at least people are buying it. You know, if they don't know why, then it's whatever. At least they're choosing the healthier thing because it is organic. And that's so cool. You have this huge organic label right on the front. So that's, I'm sure people are just drawn to that. Getting in CVS is incredible because that's just all, you know, mainstream over the counter stuff. So that's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And it's the only mass store we're in right now. And it's really a focus of ours. We really appreciate that relationship.
For sure. And they're everywhere. So you're, you know, going to be everywhere.
Yep.
So where else can people go to buy Genexa? I mean, so you said you're in local stores. You're in some, if not all, CVSs now. I'm assuming online?
Yeah, we're in GNC. So we're in GNC. We're in Vitamin World. We're in the Erewhons of the world, Fresh Thyme Markets in the Midwest. We can be purchased on Amazon and on our website, luckyvitamin.com. There's a good amount of places you can purchase it.
Yeah, and you've been generous enough as to provide Party in My Plants podcast listeners with 30% off their Genexa purchases using coupon code PARTYPLANTS. So everyone, I guess, can go to genexahealth.com and stock up on the goods there.
Absolutely.
That's pretty great. And thank you so much for that awesome, generous coupon. And before I let you go, I just want to know, you know, if we were talking about, you know, the education piece being really the challenge. And so for anyone listening who's maybe intrigued right now and curious and just not sure they know exactly why they should choose Genexa over, you know, a supplement, for example, or, you know, a tea or just Advil, what would you say to those people?
I would say that if you go to our website or you pick up one of our products and you open it up, you can see that this is really about knowing what's in your medicine. So we want to educate the consumer on, you know, that we use certified organic non-GMO active and inactive ingredients. And that means that it's free from toxins and unhealthy fillers. And the idea is really to help you feel better. We take safety first, and we're really about that next generation consumer that really is concerned about what they're putting in their body.
It's phenomenal. I'm virtually high-fiving you right now.
Thanks, Talia.
Thank you so much for creating this incredible product. So I'm excited to see what you roll out next. Maybe a dog one would be helpful.
Yeah. We'll have that end, and we'll obviously continue to grow this space as well.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Party in My Plants podcast. I hope you feel that just like when you're hungry, reaching for plant-based foods is the name of the game, there's now a way for you to reach for plant-based meds when your nose is stuffy, your stress is high, or your ability to sleep is compromised. Homeopathy is really the bee's knees. As is the fact that if you want to order some Genexa online, you can go to genexahealth.com and save 30% using code PARTYPLANTS at checkout. That info, the deets from this episode, and loads more that takes the hell out of healthy living all lives at partyinmyplants.com/44.